Good morning, guys. It's your girl Food for Thought. And before I start my segment, I would like to thank everybody who has been supporting my podcast by subscribing monthly. If you guys would like to support my podcast, please just click on the link and where it says listener support, and then it'll show you the prices on how much it will be to support my podcast monthly, which is pretty freaking awesome. Everybody's killing my vibe right now driving by, but I'm on my break, so I'm not gonna let that kill, you know, my joy right now. So this is just a part two on my advice segment. So I said on my podcast, let's mix it up on my podcast tonight. I would like to give some advice to folks, so comment and I can shout you out, which I'm not doing, by the way, and comment below Dear Sharday segment. So I had a new person comment on it. It says, hey, well, my girlfriend wants to get married, well, she wants me to pop the question, but like I'm ready. At the same time, I feel like there's too many things going on, like school, and then she's with her parents at the moment because her dad had an accident, etc. Well, my question is, should I pop the question in December or should I wait till all this chaos clears up? Is there ever a right time to pop the question? I commented on it. I said, I think you will know in your heart when it's time, when the time is right. Maybe wait till the holidays and hopefully every chaos is cleared up and you guys are both ready to stay committed to each other forever. Always follow your gut. I will be doing a part two tomorrow. So that's exactly what I told the person. I feel like you shouldn't wait till a certain holiday to like propose, because like if you just feel it in your gut, you feel it in your heart, and there's no chaos, no drama going on whatsoever, I feel like you should pop the question. And if you want to be with that person for the rest of your life, I feel like you should be with that person. Like if you don't see, you know, yourself with anybody else or like just that one person, go ahead and do it. Like life is just too short to like not be doing things, you know what I mean? Another person said, what made you start your videos? Why do you continue? I said, hey girly, I started doing videos because I have always held myself back due to my self-esteem back then getting to me. Now I'm extremely confident. I decided to show the world myself, and people think I'm funny, entertaining, and bubbly, which I wanted to show all along is myself and my personality. And then another person said, cheating and breakups, how do you get over that and regain confidence? I said, hey girly, cheating is never okay at all. In order to heal from the process of being cheated on, you have to know your self-worth. Just think about it. If you were married to that person, it would hurt 10 times worse. You also have to delete pictures of the ex, anything that reminds you of the person. She says, so we have known each other since elementary school. Over the summer, we started dating. It was almost 2 months. He breaks up with me by blocking me and cheating on me. I said, you have to let him go. And then she said, kind of have to on blocks. And I told her mood. I said, girl, it's okay. He would get his karma. LOL. And so that's just a little bit of part two. If you guys would like to call in and want some advice on anything at all, I'm all open ears. This is just a really short segment. So like, I really hope you guys enjoy part two. If you guys didn't listen to part one, just click on my page and then click on the part one of the Dear Sharday segment, and people just like asking for advice, and it's just a 10-minute segment if you guys have time to listen to it. And also, if you would like to support my channel, you could subscribe monthly, and I would appreciate that so much. So yeah, follow me on Instagram, which will be Sharday17, Sharday 17, and then my YouTube would be Charlovely 95, which would be Charlovely space 95, Sharlovely space 95. You guys enjoy your day, enjoy your morning. The noise is getting closer and closer, guys. It's like irritating me. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And remember to keep positive, know your self-worth, tell yourself 5 things that you love about yourself once a week, and you will all be good for the rest of the week. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Bye. Good morning, guys. It's your girl Food for Thought. And before I start my segment, I would like to thank everybody who has been supporting my podcast by subscribing monthly. If you guys would like to support my podcast, please just click on the link and where it says listener support, and then it'll show you the prices on how much it will be to support my podcast monthly, which is pretty freaking awesome. Everybody's killing my vibe right now driving by, but I'm on my break, so I'm not gonna let that kill, you know, my joy right now. So this is just a part two on my advice segment. So I said on my podcast, let's mix it up on my podcast tonight. I would like to give some advice to folks. So comment and I can shout you out, which I'm not doing, by the way. And comment below, Dear Sharday segment. So I had a new person comment on it. It says, hey, well, my girlfriend wants to get married. Haha, well, she wants me to pop the question. But like, I'm ready. At the same time, I feel like there's too many things going on, like school, and then she's with her parents at the moment because her dad had an accident, etc. Well, my question is, should I pop the question in December or should I wait till all this chaos clears up? Is there ever a right time to pop the question? I commented on it. I said, I think you will know in your heart when it's time, when the time is right. Maybe wait till the holidays and hopefully every chaos is cleared up and you guys are both ready to stay committed to each other forever. Always follow your gut. I will be doing a part two tomorrow. So that's exactly what I told the person. I feel like you shouldn't wait till a certain holiday to like propose, because like if you just feel it in your gut, you feel it in your heart, and there's no chaos, no drama going on whatsoever, I feel like you should pop the question. And if you want to be with that person for the rest of your life, I feel like you should be with that person. Like if you don't see, you know, yourself with anybody else or like just that one person, go ahead and do it. Like life is just too short to like not be doing things, you know what I mean? Another person said, what made you start your videos? Why do you continue? I said, hey girly, I started doing videos because I have always held myself back due to my self-esteem back then getting to me. Now I'm extremely confident. I decided to show the world myself, and people think I'm funny, entertaining, and bubbly, which I wanted to show all along is myself and my personality. And then another person said, cheating and breakups, how do you get over that and regain confidence? I said, hey girly, cheating is never okay at all. In order to heal from the process of being cheated on, you have to know your self-worth. Just think about it. If you were married to that person, it would hurt 10 times worse. You also have to delete pictures of the ex, anything that reminds you of the person. She says, so we have known each other since elementary school. Over the summer, we started dating. It was almost 2 months. He breaks up with me by blocking me and cheating on me. I said, you have to let him go. And then she said, kind of have to on blocks. And I told her mood. I said, girl, it's okay. He will get his karma, LOL. And so that's just a little bit of part two. If you guys would like to call in and want some advice on anything at all, I'm all open ears. This is just a really short segment. So like, I really hope you guys enjoy part two. If you guys didn't listen to part one, just click on my page and then click on the part one of the Dear Sharday segment, and people just like asking for advice, and it's just a 10 minute segment if you guys have time to listen to it. And also, if you would like to support my channel, you could subscribe monthly and I would appreciate that so much. So yeah, follow me on Instagram, which will be Sharday17, Sharday 17. And then my YouTube would be Charlovely 95, which would be Charlovely space 95, Sharlovely space 95. You guys enjoy your day, enjoy your morning. The noise is getting closer and closer, guys. It's like irritating me. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And remember to keep positive, know your self-worth, tell yourself 5 things that you love about yourself once a week, and you will all be good for the rest of the week. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Bye. Good morning, guys. It's your girl, Food for Thought. And before I start my segment, I would like to thank everybody who has been supporting my podcast by subscribing monthly. If you guys would like to support my podcast, please just click on the link and where it says listener support, and then it'll show you the prices on how much it will be to support my podcast monthly, which is pretty freaking awesome. Everybody's killing my vibe right now driving by, but I'm on my break, so I'm not gonna let that kill, you know, my joy right now. So this is just a part two on my advice segment. So I said on my podcast, let's mix it up on my podcast tonight. I would like to give some advice to folks, so comment and I can shout you out, which I'm not doing, by the way. And comment below, Dear Sharday segment. So I had a new person comment on it. It says, hey, well, my girlfriend wants to get married. Haha, well, she wants me to pop the question. But, like, I'm ready. At the same time, I feel like there's too many things going on, like school, and then she's with her parents at the moment because her dad had an accident, etc. Well, my question is, should I pop the question in December or should I wait till all this chaos clears up? Is there ever a right time to pop the question? I commented on it. I said, I think you will know in your heart when it's time, when the time is right. Maybe wait till the holidays and hopefully every chaos is cleared up and you guys are both ready to stay committed to each other forever. Always follow your gut. I will be doing a part two tomorrow. So that's exactly what I told the person. I feel like you shouldn't wait till a certain holiday to like propose, because like if you just feel it in your gut, you feel it in your heart and there's no chaos, no drama going on whatsoever, I feel like you should pop the question. And if you want to be with that person for the rest of your life, I feel like you should be with that person. Like if you don't see, you know, yourself with anybody else or like just that one person, go ahead and do it. Like life is just too short to like not be doing things, you know what I mean? Another person said, what made you start your videos? Why do you continue? I said, hey girly, I started doing videos because I have always held myself back due to my self-esteem back then getting to me. Now I'm extremely confident. I decided to show the world myself, and people think I'm funny, entertaining, and bubbly, which I wanted to show all along is myself and my personality. And then another person said, cheating and breakups, how do you get over that and regain confidence? I said, hey girly, cheating is never okay at all. In order to heal from the process of being cheated on, you have to know your self-worth. Just think about it. If you were married to that person, it would hurt 10 times worse. You also have to delete pictures of the ex, anything that reminds you of the person. She says, so we have known each other since elementary school. Over the summer, we started dating. It was almost 2 months. He breaks up with me by blocking me and cheating on me. I said, you have to let him go. And then she said, kind of have to on blocks. And I told her mood. I said, girl, it's okay. He will get his karma, LOL. And so that's just a little bit of part two. If you guys would like to call in and want some advice on anything at all, I'm all open ears. This is just a really short segment. So like, I really hope you guys enjoy part two. If you guys didn't listen to part one, just click on my page and then click on the part one of the Dear Sade segment and people just like asking for advice. And it's just a 10-minute segment if you guys have time to listen to it. And also, if you would like to support my channel, you could subscribe monthly and I would appreciate that so much. So yeah, follow me on Instagram, which will be Sharday17, Sharday 17. And then my YouTube would be Charlovely 95, which would be Charlovely space 95, Sharlovely space 95. You guys enjoy your day. Enjoy your morning. The noise is getting closer and closer, guys. It's like irritating me. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And remember to keep positive, know your self-worth, tell yourself 5 things that you love about yourself once a week, and you will all be good for the rest of the week. So I hope you guys enjoy this. Bye.